Jesse Smithy from Five Star Preps. His appearance made possible by Henley Roofing Company. Smithy, how you hanging, dude?
Man, doing well, man. How are y'all hanging in there?
You know.
Making it.
Yeah.
Wore the fivestarpreps.com shirt to walk through the neighborhood the other day, so I think I got you a new subscriber from a guy at the end of the street. So.
Awesome, man.
So the t-shirt paid off.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and we still got people signing up on the site, and that's encouraging to us. So I appreciate anybody out there who's wearing a t-shirt or rocking one of our stickers or hats or whatever.
You guys had a story up at fivestarpreps.com. Dave Link did it on Lucas Cook. He's the guy from Hardin Valley who signed to play for South Carolina, but was looking at the Major League Baseball draft. Now that draft may only be five rounds or so. That part's unclear. His decision-making process is very interesting, and it's very different than in a lot of years. And he's one of those guys that's caught up in the intersection of what the draft is going to look like and seniors and other guys at a program like South Carolina coming back or juniors coming back because it'll be a shorter draft.
Right, and he's one of many that we've kind of thought about and caught up with, and started with Ryan Hagenow, the pitcher out at Farragut, who is going to be one of those SEC guys who's monitoring the draft. And Lucas Cook has always been kind of an SEC caliber baseball player the last two or three years here in town. So he's definitely got next level talent and could possibly go in the draft. And so we caught up with Lucas and kind of see where his mind's at and what he's doing and what he might be hearing. And it's always ever changing, it seems. We could write that Lucas Cook story in 2 weeks down the line and it could be a totally different thing. So but we went ahead and caught up with him and just to kind of see what he's thinking and what he might be hearing from maybe major leagues or from college. And so it was nice to him to kind of pull the veil back a little bit on the process and let us see what it's like.
It's interesting to follow those guys and what they're doing and what they're looking at. I know
my question for both of you guys is, realistically, what is the impact going to be? Like, what's going to end up happening to all the? Are more kids going to come back to college? Are they going to just forego and just say screw it and go give it a try? I mean, like, do you have any idea what the actual takeaway will be from all this?
I think one of the things you might see if there's a smaller number of players drafted, I think you see some of these high school players that oftentimes maybe take a little bit of money and go pro. Maybe you see them end up in the college ranks a little bit more. I don't know. Just kind of educated guessing right there. But it's still kind of a little bit of uncertainty. I don't know, Brian, what do you think?
Well, I think it's tough to see all the impact. I think baseball is probably the sport that's going to be impacted most by this whole situation, both because they're going to get it from both ends. You have players that now are allowed to come back that are seniors. You're going to have some juniors that would have been drafted that now won't be drafted. You're going to have some high school players that would have been drafted that won't be drafted. And as far as trying to go into the pros and just make it, despite not being drafted, both in college and from high school players, there aren't going to be the spots necessarily on the minor league teams for them to even compete for. So I think baseball is the sport that this whole thing impacts more than anybody because they're getting it from both ends, from college and from Major League Baseball. And that's unfortunate for big-time prospects, but it's something they're going to have to deal with, unfortunately.
Yeah, for some of these guys that would take that money, if they got drafted in the Major League Baseball draft, that's usually what is around early June. And so you sign your contract and you report to low A ball or wherever they send you a couple weeks later maybe, or maybe in July. And if that baseball is not even available for you to start your development, why would you go pro? And so it's, like I said, with the dwindling spots, with the uncertainty, with when baseball might start again, you see some of these guys end up in college a little bit more often, I think.
Yeah,
from a high school player perspective.
Yeah, that's going to be a really interesting story to follow with the local, because there are a couple local players that applies to, and then just all across the country. You're getting into to the start of the when we would have had spring practice for high school football. As they're out of season, how long do you think it can go before there'll be some sort of rule clarification on how high school football teams are going to be able to at least communicate? Because as I understand it right now, even communication is considered practice and they're not allowed to do it.
Right. I mean, in terms of gathering up the troops, so to speak, and doing a big Zoom meeting, say for an out of season sport, it's kind of frowned upon now. You can check in on guys and things like that, but I think we're going to know something in the next week. Having talked with Jody Wright, board of control member, who's also athletic director and basketball coach at Fulton, did a podcast with him about a week ago, and invite everybody to check that out. But we talked with him and just to try to get an idea of when we might get an update on the state tournaments for basketball or for spring fling, or we even talked about football and what the ramifications of this could be. Would we have a shortened season? When would we start practice? And I think we're going to start to know a little bit more here in the coming weeks. And I'd be shocked if we had the extent of normal preparation that we typically enjoy in terms of football. I mean, they can have 7-on-7 in June, and then there's, of course, the dead period, and they come back and more 7-on-7. And I just think all that's going to be reduced in a smaller capacity. But again, that's just all kind of dependent on an August start. And if they're going to try to have an August start, but if that gets pushed back, then maybe you can slide the normal preparation schedule down a little bit into the calendar and make it all work. So the coming weeks, the next week or two, I think it's going to tell us a lot.
Talking to Jesse Smithy, 5-Star Preps, 5starpreps.com. His appearance brought to you by Henley Roofing. Once that happens, how are coaches going to approach it? How are coaches going to approach, particularly coaches that are coming up with a new starting quarterback, how are they going to approach trying to do some of that instruction and try to get things put in like colleges have been trying to do?
Oh, they will be sorely mistaken if they think they are going to have a freshman quarterback, any high school quarterback that's never been the quarterback before with no spring practice and changed or limited amount of summertime sessions and or practice time. Man, I mean, we talked about the impact on college football. It's even magnified at the high school level because there's so much fewer experienced players on the high school level. So, man, it's going to be brutal.
Yeah, I mean, if they get limited preparation time and then they still try to start the season even remotely close to when they normally do, Eric's right. I mean, you're going to have to really try to find a makeshift quarterback and
trial by fire for everybody.
Yeah, reduce the playbook size down to just kind of bare bones and what the basics are and what you can feel comfortable running. And so there's no blueprint for this. It's going to be a slow build back into sports. I mean, just think about it from a society standpoint of, okay, they flip the switch back on for sports. Are people just going to be comfortable sitting shoulder to shoulder in a stadium again? I mean, it's just, this whole thing's just going to create a really odd start to normalcy again. So whether it's fans or whether it's coaches, whether it's players, this is just all going to be one big abnormal return back to normalcy whenever, again, that switch is flipped and we start getting things back on going again.
I'll tell you one thing, the high school football programs that run their peewee programs, their youth football programs, just like the varsity, like Maryville does and like Alcoa does, and I mean, there's a lot of great examples of it. Those teams that have kids on their team that have been doing and hearing the way things are done and talked about since they were kids, I think those programs will be in significantly better shape than the ones that don't do it that way.
No, I mean, totally agree, but that's the case. Even that's the case. They have that advantage over other programs, even when this isn't happening. So it's,
yep.
There's still a little bit of a learning curve, though, for some of those programs like Alcoa and Maryville. When those quarterbacks do get up to high school, it gets a little bit more difficult. But it's still, like you said, it does give them a little bit of an advantage.
Jesse, what do you guys have coming up at 5starpreps.com?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but we had our buddy Chad Field, who is the Vol uniform guy on Twitter. We had him reimagine and kind of redesign uniform ideas, and so he did that for the four teams that made it to the state championships back in December 2019. And so that's Alcoa and Maryville and Central and Greenback. So it's a really kind of cool feature that we rolled out on 5-Star Preps this week. We're also catching up with Deshaun Page, a 2018 Mr. Football winner who's down at East Mississippi and getting Division I offers. So we're catching up with him and kind of seeing what his timeline looks like as a return to the field, and also when he might commit and when he could get into possibly Power 5 college football. So that's one of the stories we're working on. We're working on the ripple effect of this COVID-19 and how it's stalled a lot of AAU ball and maybe even ruining kids' chances of getting those scholarship offers. It's a big period of their development when college coaches can see them. So that's just a few of the stories we're working on, and we've got a lot more to come this week on the site.
Jesse, we always appreciate your time each Thursday. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Encourage everybody to check out 5starpreps.com.
All right, appreciate it, guys.